Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin. My guest today is Amy Brooks, author of Be Yourself, a Journal for Catholic Girls, and the forthcoming Be Yourself, a Journal for Catholic Boys, as well as founder of PrayerWineChocolate.com, which is just three of the greatest things on the planet, and CatholicsOnline.net. And I'm so grateful for her for all the work she does. Catholics Online has been such a gift to me in particular through the last year. So, Amy, welcome. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad to be chatting with you today. We've connected on Facebook and been involved in some things together, and it's just a joy to actually chat with you right now.
Yes, I'm so excited, Lindsay, and I absolutely love this podcast. It's called Quote Me. It's based on inspiring quotes. I just think it's such an interesting angle to interview people. It's really awesome. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is doing very cool things here. And I love that your quote comes from your quote is one that you saw on social media, because I think that was a large part of kind of what inspired the podcast, was that I saw people posting these quotes like on Instagram and Facebook, which are basically the two that I'm on the most often, and, you know, beautifully hand lettered or beautifully graphically designed, I guess, maybe not, beautifully designed, and, you know, visual beauty and the beauty of the flow of the language and the meaning behind them. And I wanted to dig in deeper to them. And that is exactly what we're doing today. So your quote is from St. Teresa of Avila. You pay God a compliment by asking great things of him.
Yes.
Which is so beautiful. Can you tell us, so you told me you found it maybe about 2 years ago, and it wasn't from reading St. Teresa. It was from somewhere else in the world. And I love when quotes find us that way.
Yes, I wish I could remember the exact time I read it, but I know it was over 2 years ago. So when I read that, I think I just got like a feeling of peace. I could take a deep breath and say, yeah, like, yes, God, it's okay with God when you are asking him, because I feel like I ask God for a lot. So when I read it, it almost was like reassurance from above that it's totally okay to ask God for things. In fact, you pay him a compliment when you do. That's showing your faith. So,
yeah, I think sometimes we can get kind of, there's a lot of, I think people call it kind of the both and to our faith, right? That we need to be grateful for what we have, but at the same time, we can ask for more as long as we're asking for things that are in line with God's will. And that can be a tricky thing to discern sometimes. And I hear what you're saying, that sometimes you think, well, shouldn't I just be thanking God for the things I have? What else should I be asking of him? Or am I worthy to ask these things of him? Or am I questioning him by asking more of him? But this is the total opposite.
Right. And I think what I realize now is that many people seek things, but they don't go to God for what they're seeking. They either try to make it happen on their own, which we are a participant in God's grace. But when we acknowledge that we need God for our joy and our peace, that's what we are supposed to do. That's how we're supposed to think. And I think often in our day and age, we just think that we can do it all without help.
Right. Or maybe our prayer when we want something is kind of like running our plans by God and like looking for his like, yeah, okay, good idea, rather than actually asking him you know, there's this thing that I want, that I desire, and can I have it, please? Like, he wants to do that for us. I think of the persistent widow, the parable in the gospel, right? Like, that right. widow wasn't getting chastised for asking over and over again. She actually got what she needed because she asked over and over again.
Right. You know, and it's, we are supposed to be grateful, but, you know, ask and you shall receive. That is, and I think with my own life, because now I'm older now and I can look back on my life and I know that there were times where I had pain in my heart and I went to God with those pains and what I thought would make the pain go away. And often I had waiting periods. I had very long times where I was asking and not seeing the answer, but I didn't stop asking.
Yes.
And I didn't give up. And I did, even though there were times where I was very disappointed and I felt like this has gone on for too long. Yes. I, you know, still had that trust. Keep asking, you know, don't give up.
Right. And God's, when you're doing that, that is an act of trust in God, that you're saying, I want this thing. I know you put this desire in my heart for a reason, and I don't know why it's not here yet, but I'm not going to turn my back on you. That's huge.
Right.
Because I think it'd be really easy to turn around and say, okay, fine. Either I'm going to go find it myself, or I'm just angry because I'm not, it's not even just not getting what you want. It's feeling like you have this desire that God placed in you because he created you and he knows you so completely. But then why is your wait time different than, you know, we have to try not to compare ourselves to other people, but man, can that be hard.
Yeah. And there's a beauty in being over, I'm 44. And I remember going through some rough times in my 20s and kind of wishing I could have a glimpse of my life right now so I could look back. And because people tell you it all work out, everything happens for a reason. And that could be so annoying when you're going through something.
Yeah. Like, yes, that's great. But can I get a list of those reasons? Or maybe like a crossword puzzle type clue. I'll figure it out on my own. But like something a little bit. Some glimpse of that.
Right. So, you know, everybody has suffering in life. And I think that we are at a time in history where we are trying to eliminate all suffering. Mm-hmm. And I think that's human nature, obviously. You know, you don't want to feel pain or hurt, but it's also a part of life in this world. You know, yes. It is in the next life that the tears will not come and the suffering will be gone. But, you know, God asks us to carry our cross, but that doesn't mean we can't dream of when the cross will no longer be.
Right. Right.
And that's what I see in this quote. That's what I've seen in my life. You know, okay, my loneliness was a cross. My infertility was a cross. But I still believed that there would be a time where I wouldn't be carrying those crosses. And I had to have hope in that. And my hope lied in our Lord, you know, answering.
And an openness that maybe when the answer arrives, it's not going to look like you thought it was.
Yeah, you know, I just, right now, as we're talking, I just feel like this quote is so important for anyone that battles depression or severe anxiety, because I did. And, you know, our faith is hard because it's not, you know, there's not an immediate gratification that we're so used to.
Right.
But you have to believe that your prayers are being heard. And that when you suffer, the Lord is with you. He is not causing it. He is not absent. He is right there suffering with you. And you just got to keep believing that his love is so great and that nothing you can do can mess that up. Because that was another thing I wrestled with. Like, oh, the Lord did so much for me and I screwed it up. Well, there's nothing we can do that can screw up God's love for us. So we always have to hope in his love that we can't even imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. And by asking great things of him, I'm thinking, like, what does that say about what we believe of God? Like, do we believe that God is kind of distant, or do we believe that he is right here with us and he's a personal God and he is close to us? We have to open our eyes to see it and maybe train our hearts and our minds to see things if we've kind of been trained in ways of the world instead. But he's right here, and he's bigger sometimes than I think we let him be. I think sometimes, I know in my prayer, I can put him in a box or think, oh, yeah, you understand everything except this is kind of different. And maybe you don't understand
it. Yeah.
But that's not fair to God. And it's not really, like, that's not being totally faithful. When that is my prayer, that's my thought process. That's me saying, all right, God, you're kind of over there and I'm over here. And I'm just going to, there's some distance here and I'm just going to be okay with that. But that's not what God wants. He wants to give us the desires of our hearts, and he wants to fulfill us and sustain us and satisfy us. He wants to feed us, right? He wants to give us life.
Yes. Yes. And I liked when you were saying, like, it's amazing how he is with us just as a friend, but also he's greater than we can even comprehend or imagine. There's that mystery there that of our faith, of how he's so intimately with us, yet he is the creator of the universe. You know, so there is nothing is impossible with God. Nothing.
Right. And, like, do we really believe that? Like, do we really believe that miracles are possible? And do we really believe that they are still happening? Or do we think there are stories in the Bible that, yes, we believe they really happened then, but that kind of stuff doesn't happen anymore? Because I know it does.
Right.
But
yeah, the faith, the size of a mustard seed. And what reassurance is that as well? Like, just believe. Even if it's a little bit, there was a time when I was, like, really wondering if my prayers mattered for others, because God loves us more than we can imagine. So if I'm praying for someone I love, I remember thinking, you know, I don't love these people or this one person as much as God loves them. Why do my prayers matter? And this something happened that it was basically like God saying, oh, they matter. Oh, they matter. keep it up. Definitely pray for one another. It's important.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah.
I love that. And so has this quote, do you feel like this worked into the journals that you made for girls and boys?
So, yes, because, you know, these journals are like a gift to the 13-year-old Amy Brooks. You know, it's like, that was such a hard time, and some things never change. That's a hard time in life. That's that you're not a kid, but you're not growing up, and you're just, your body's going through these changes. All kinds
of weird stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a hard age. And I felt that pretty intensely. And I think everybody does. And when you're in it, though, you think you're the only person that feels left out. You're the only person that doesn't feel beautiful. You're the only person that doesn't know what I don't know, in school, people were like, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I had no idea, you know? So this quote, pay God a compliment when you pay God a compliment when you ask great things of him, I talk about in the girls' journal, like, you have to believe in miracles.
Yeah.
That the saints want us to believe in miracles, that God wants us to believe in miracles. You have to dream big. Dreaming is part of becoming who you are. You know, your dream is not the same as someone else's. St. Catherine Drexel, and this quote's in the Girls' Journal too, said, we are all called to holiness, but we're called to different paths.
Yes.
So our dreams show us, you know, the path that we're meant to take.
Yeah.
So all of that is awesome. And it's definitely good. It's not a sin to dream. You know, right. I think that a lot of times when you're that age, you dream of being famous because you have this desire to feel loved.
Right. To be known and seen. For sure.
Exactly. You want to be loved. You want to be seen. You want to feel known. And really, who is it that provides all that for us? Right. Our Lord. So, you know, dream of those things and dream of the ways maybe someone likes to sing. Maybe someone is an athlete, you know, and they dream of the crowd cheering as they win a race. And someone else dreams of, you know, being in a movie. You know, give those dreams to God. Because he's the one that's going to help you see, you know, the direction that your soul needs.
I love that. Yeah, you can cling to the thing that you want, or you can give it over to God and say, let's do this together.
Yes, because if you give it to him, then that's going to keep your soul safe. And that is so important to acknowledge, yeah. First of all, that you have a soul.
Yeah, that we can separate the things that we want, whether they're like career ambitions or whatever else, from our faith. But really, these things are all part of who we are and who we are created to be. So separate, mm-hmm. expecting them to be two different things is not, again, like kind of not giving God enough credit.
Right. I mean, God created us in his image and likeness, and he's a creator. So yeah, Chris Pratt, I put Chris Pratt, I don't know if you know who he is, from Guardians of the Galaxy. He gave a speech. He got an MTV award.
Yes.
He gave a speech, and I put a quote in it in the Boys Journal. Love he it. Said, you have a soul, take care of it, or something like that. And, you know, I think we forget that. We forget in this world. We're so in our own world here. That we forget there's a whole other dimension to our life. And we need that reminder.
Beautiful. Oh, Amy, we have to wrap it up here. We're running out of time. But that was fabulous. And I feel like that journal feels just as appropriate for adults as it does for kids. I think a lot of us need to figure those. Like, we're all still figuring that out, right? Because we're all still being formed.
I'm over here shaking my head. Yes, so much. Yes. I'm like, absolutely. Yes.
Girls and women and just all people in general.
Yes. Subtitle a little longer. Yeah.
For sure.
This was fun. Thank you, Lindsay.
Sure. Thanks for being on the show. I'm really glad you were here.
Thank you.
All right.
So what's your quote?
What?
Do you have a quote?
Oh, I have so many quotes. The one that I was just thinking of that kind of this conversation reminds me of is in I think it's in The Horse and His Boy and The Chronicles of Narnia. Lucy is asking Aslan about something that's happening to someone else. I think she's asking maybe about Susan, or I'm not sure. And he tells her, like, oh, my dear one, like, I can't tell you, and I will tell you no one's story but your own. Like, I can't tell you anyone else's story. And like, and I shouldn't tell you. And kind of the underlying bit there is like, and I shouldn't tell you that, like, you don't need to know the other person's story. Like, you need to focus on your story and you need to live your life. So I think that kind of, right. You know, trust me with your life because I'm going to do something great with it. And he does. And she does trust him. So I love her.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. Well, listeners, thanks so much for hanging out with us again. I'll have links to Prayer, Wine, Chocolate and Catholics Online in the show notes. So please, please go check them out. And as always, to suggest a quote or a guest, follow the show on Instagram, quoteme_podcast, or contact me at my website, lindsayschlegel.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review wherever you find your podcasts, and tell a friend. Until next time, God bless you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.